KJAN Sports.
It is time to check sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school girls volleyball play last night, Class 1A regional semifinal action. A match heard here on KJAN last night saw Audubon sweep three straight from Stanton, 25-16, 25-19, and 25-8 were the scores. Caitlin Schultes helped to lead the way. She had 13 kills and 10 digs. Sydney Obermeyer had 11 kills in that match. Claire Olson had 28 assists and 11 digs. As Audubon rolled to that victory, they move on to the regional finals for the second straight year, and they'll, for the second straight year, face Grandview Christian. They were a three-game winner over East Union last night as well in Region 3. Also in 1A, Region 2, Sydney advanced with a 3-1 win over Essex. They'll play Siouxland Christian in the regional final. Siouxland Christian swept three from Arwiva last night. In Class 2A play last night in Region 1, it was Underwood taking three straight from Missouri Valley and Central Lyon defeated Hinton 3-1. Underwood and Central Lyon will play for the regional title next week. In Region 4, Class 2A, Tri-Center will face Grundy Center in next week's regional final. Both winners last night, Tri-Center beat Des Moines Christian 3-1. Grundy Center had to go the distance, beating Woodward Granger 3-2. Also in Class 2A Region 5 last night, it was St. Albert topping Trainer in three straight games. St. Albert next up will play Pella Christian for the regional title. Pella Christian, a 3-game sweep over Central Decatur in last night's other semifinal. Well, the high school football playoffs get underway tonight. The Exira EHK Spartans and the Bedford Bulldogs will meet for the second time this season tonight in 8-man high school football playoff action. This meeting figures to be a bit different from the first contest that was played in Week 2 on September 9th with Bedford prevailing 40-6. Exira EHK was without multiple key players in that contest, and Bedford Bulldog co-head coach Matt Ambrose knows that the Spartans will be a different team this time around.
Yeah, definitely. That first game, they were without a couple of their key players, and they've got them back now. And then also the score was not at all indicative of what the game was like. I think it was 6-0 at halftime, and there were a couple big plays that went our way, and that got the score a little bit more out of hand than what it really was. So definitely a different contest.
Bedford has gotten great offensive production throughout the season from a senior and a freshman in the backfield. Senior running back Sam McMillan has carried the ball 177 times for 1,469 yards and 22 touchdowns for the Bulldogs. Freshman quarterback Brennan Seffert was thrown into the mix early in the season due to Joel King going down with a broken collarbone, and he's taken full advantage of the opportunity, rushing for 406 yards and 7 scores and throwing for 347 yards and 3 more. Exira EHK head coach Tom Peterson thinks his team has improved quite a bit throughout the course of the season.
Their quarterback's a really good athlete, and he actually threw for just shy of 200 yards last Friday. So, you know, it looks like they're finding another dimension there. And then number 33, I guess Buckholt, he looks to be probably the best running back that we've faced all year, so that's going to be a real challenge. And then just from a scheme perspective, they've do a lot of block down, kick out with a backside guard or a fullback, and they run it out of multiple formations, and they use several different motions to try and get you off balance and out of position. So it's going to be a real challenge, not only physically, because they are an extremely physical group up front, but also just mentally to make sure that we're in the right spots when the ball snaps, so we have an opportunity to make plays.
Exira EHK is led by an experienced backfield. Running back Drew Buckholt has been a longtime stalwart for the Spartans and has done it again this season, rushing for 677 yards and 13 touchdowns. He also leads the team in tackles. Senior quarterback Connor Westergaard stepped into that spot after Week 4 and has been a big part of the ground game with 529 yards and 12 touchdowns. Bedford expects a physical contest, and Coach Ambrose knows that they need to get things done up front to try to slow the Spartans down. We'll have live coverage of that game tonight for you here on KJAN. Spartans, Bulldogs, Friday night football playoff action here tonight. You join Chris Parks and Mike Smith. They'll have the call tonight on AM 1220 and FM 101.1. You can also listen online at KJAN.com and on our KJAN mobile app. Our coverage begins with the final edition of our Pick'em show, Who's Going to Win, at 6 o'clock tonight, followed by the pregame at 6:30. Kickoff set for 7 o'clock. That game in Bedford tonight. The Iowa High School Athletic Association rules do not allow us to provide the video stream for postseason games. You'll have to check it out, the audio version, here on KJAN. That's an 8-man matchup tonight. Other 8-man games tonight include Audubon at Harris Lake Park. Newell Fonda playing at Arweva and Lennox at Fremont Mills tonight. In Class A action, Akron Westfield is at St. Albert while Earlham visits Bishop Garrigan. In Class 1A play tonight, AHSTW is at Van Meter. Hinton travels to Logan Magnolia. Also, Class 2A play tonight. 6th-ranked Kemper Catholic takes an 8-1 record into the opening round against 10th-ranked Central Lyon George Little Rock. This is Kemper's home game, but it'll be played on Denison's artificial surface.
The state allowed us to have two practices this week in Denison. So, but, yeah, it gave us a great opportunity to work on timing. It gave us a great opportunity to work on the special teams, things like that, which make a little difference off this artificial surface.
That's Kemper Catholic coach Chad Klein. Central Lyon GLR quarterback Riley Van Wy missed the last three games of the regular season, but Klein says the Knights have prepared as though he will play. Game time tonight, 7 o'clock. Again, that game in Denison this evening. Also in 2A play tonight, South Central Calhoun is at Boyd and Hull Rock Valley. In 3A play tonight, Glenwood at Storm Lake. Carroll at home against Sergeant Bluff Luton, while Boone will play at Creston. In 4A, Lewis Central on the road at West Des Moines Valley. All those games kicking at 7 o'clock tonight with the winners. Moving on. In college football, Virginia Tech won Thursday's only top 25 football game as Jared Evans threw for a career-high 406 yards and two touchdowns as the 25th-ranked Hokies beat Pittsburgh 39-36. Evans left briefly in the third quarter with a right ankle injury but returned to overwhelm one of the nation's worst pass defenses. Bucky Hodges caught six passes for 145 yards and a touchdown, and Cam Phillips added 109 yards receiving. Joe Sly tied the school record, an ACC record, by making six field goals to help the Hokies improve to 6-2 overall. They're 4-1 now in the conference. The Big 12's oldest coach is about to meet the youngest. Kansas State's Bill Snyder, at 78, became just the seventh coach in FBS history to coach at least 300 games at one school earlier this season, good for 25th all-time. Iowa State's Matt Campbell, at 36, the youngest Power 5 coach in the country, just finished his seventh game with the Cyclones. Campbell has only come out on top once, and the matchup against the Wildcats is one of the few games left that Iowa State has a reasonable chance of winning. Campbell said of Snyder, "I don't care what profession you're in, especially in the world of college football, it's hard to sustain success, and he's had this unique ability to do it." He says it's a great matchup for our team in terms of where we are in our own culture, because he says, "To me, it says a lot about each other's culture right now." Despite the dismal record, Iowa State has led at halftime in three of its four Big 12 games and is coming off a bye. But lately, Kansas State has owned this series, which will be played for the 100th year in a row this weekend. The Wildcats have taken the last eight meetings, but the two last victories in Ames were just by a total of 10 points. And last year, the Cyclones gave up 10 points in the final 40 seconds, losing 38-35 and costing coach Paul Rhodes his job. Snyder says in some cases, "We've been fortunate. In all cases, we've been fortunate to have a lot of good young guys who do not give in." That game at 11 o'clock tomorrow in Ames. Well, the Tennessee Titans were just 2-8 in home games, started by Marcus Mariota, until he and DeMarco Murray shredded the Jaguars' defense on Thursday. Mariota was 18 of 22 for 270 yards and a couple of touchdowns as the Titans whipped Jacksonville 36-22 last night. Tennessee is 4-4 following its third win in four games. And the World Series will continue tonight. The Cubs and the Indians held their workouts at Wrigley Field Thursday in preparation of Game 3 of the World Series. Coming up tonight, the teams enjoyed an off day after splitting the first two games in Cleveland. Friday's contest will be the first World Series game at Wrigley Field since 1945, when the Cubs extended their championship drought by falling to the Tigers in Game 7. Josh Tomlin gets the starting assignment for the Indians, while the Cubs will go with Major League earned run average leader Kyle Hendricks. Cubs star Kyle Schwarber won't be in the starting lineup for the three World Series games this weekend after he was denied medical clearance to play the outfield following his return from knee surgery. Schwarber is 3-for-7 with two RBIs in the series, including a pair of RBI singles in Game 2 on Thursday. Schwarber was cleared by doctors to hit and run the bases, but not to play the field. The change of venue also means Indians manager Terry Francona will use Carlos Santana in left field instead of as his usual designated hitter. Santana is a defensive liability, but an offensive upgrade over left fielders Coco Crisp and Brandon Guyer after providing 34 home runs and 99 RBIs during the regular season. That is a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.